So who should I even tell me?
Woods.
Very nice. The other Arya Good Woods, right? Very nice. Okay, so there's one last, actually there might be one more, but one additional point that I wanted to touch on the topic that we kind of ran over in our analysis of Isha Mishum Chitz, of Isha Mishum Mono, has to do with Kimoi B'Derabin. So look back at the Brisa that we dwelt upon, but with a different focus, but now we'll try and focus on something else. The Brisa over here on the third line down, Achav Beis Mabez, tells us the following. Hamalach es Hagodesh, a person lights a pile of grain on fire. V'hai gedi kofes lo, v'eved samach lo. There's a gedi that's adjacent to it, and an eved that also happens to be nearby. V'nisraf, imo chayev. Everything gets burned. Then you're chayev. You're obligated to pay for the damage that you caused, because the eved, you're not a rotzeach for killing the eved. The eved could have run away, but if eved kofes lo, the eved is tied up, in which case he has no ability to run away. V'gedi samach lo, v'nisraf imo pata. The gedi, of course, we mentioned this tangential, but there happens to be a pile of grain that you lit on fire. And Gedi also gets burned, you know, and gets killed in the process. But there's also an Eved Kofuslo. There's an Eved who's tied up there. So Vinisraf Imo now, and then they all get burned together, now Potter. You're Potter from paying, and according to most Rishonim, as we discussed, this refers not only to you're not obligated to pay a monetary payment for killing the Eved, because of course there is no monetary value attached to human life, but even more than that, you're Potter from paying for the Gedi and the Gedish. Because kimlei b'derabamine, whenever a person becomes obligated in two punishments, one more extreme than the other, with the same action at the same time, so we apply the rule of kimlei b'derabamine, which is derived from the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. If a person strikes a woman, the pasuk says, and she has a miscarriage, she's obligated to pay for the dmei vavladis, for the value of the children that she lost. But if the woman gets killed, imason yehiyeh, if she dies as a result of being hit, so then he does not have to pay the demeit vladas, even though she miscarries, of course, as a result, because he's chayv misa for killing the woman. And the chayv misa eclipses, overshadows the monetary obligation. A person can only be chayv one punishment for that given action at that same moment in time. So we apply the rule of kimlei b'derabamine masoni. Yeah, then he's potter because he'll be put to death. So over here, the person lit the gedish on fire, but the gedish went and it burned down not only the gedish and the gedi, but it killed the eved in the process. So then we say kimlei b'derabamine. He's a murderer for killing the eved, and he's potter from paying for the gedi and the gedish. So Gemara says, 1 minute. If this is a regular case of kimlei b'derabamine, we know kimlei b'derabamine from many places in Shas and Makis and Ksubis, also Sanhedrin. We know from many places. Why do we need a brice over here in the second parak of Baba Kama to come teach me this about lighting a gdi and a gdish and a hevet? We know kimlei b'derabamine from many different places, Apostolic and Parashim Mishpatim. What do I need this brice for? What's it coming to add? So the Gemara explains at the end, 10 lines down, because I might have said that, 1 minute, the Gedi and the Gedish belong to one person. The Eved belongs to somebody else. Oh. So the Gemara says, I might have said, B'Gedi dechad v'Eved dechad, where the Gedi belongs to one person, the Eved belongs to somebody else. So that really, you have two obligations, two different individuals. Do we apply Kimwe b'Deramineh, the two punishments that Yerchayev, even though it came at the same moment, but you are obligated to two different individuals? Maybe we don't apply kimoi b'derabamine. Maybe we only apply kimoi b'derabamine if it's to the same, both obligations to the same person. So Gemara kamash malah, know that even there, that's what this price is coming to end. Not only do we have a rule of kimoi b'derabamine, if you become chayv in two punishments for the same action at the same time, you only get the more extreme one, the more severe one, and that eclipses, overshadows the weaker one. Or, here you get the chiyuv misa, not the chiyuv mamon. Maybe that's only if it's, to the same individual, not to two individuals. Comes our brisa to teach us, no, it's even if it's to two individuals, we still apply kimwei b'derabamine. That's the chiddush of our sugya. Nothing to do with Bava Kama, it comes up derech agav. And this is echoed, or supported, by Gemara and Sanhedrin. Have a look over here. Ois Aleph, the Gemara says, Mesech the Sanhedrin, the following. Ayin Darum and Aleph. Roidev Shahayah, Roidev Achachaveh. A person is chasing after his friend to kill him. So what's the punishment of the Roidev? What do we do to him? We have to stop him. We have to immobilize him. So if you can immobilize him by shooting him in the legs, you're obligated to do that. But you also have license to kill him, if that's what you need in order to stop him. If that's a justified use of force. So Roidev Shahayah, Roidev Achachaveh. He's running after him to kill him. V'shiber etzai kelim, the roidef, as he's running, we can imagine such a scenario, breaks kelim, right? You know, in the high-speed chase. So tangential damage. So bein shel nirdaf, bein shel ko adam, whether he breaks the kelim of the nirdaf, or even if he breaks the kelim of somebody else, potter. The roidef does not have to pay for the damage that he causes in the pursuit of killing somebody else. My time. Why not? Mischayev ben afshahu. Because he's chayev misa. He's chayev misa for being a rodev. We can kill him. So since he's chayev misa, he doesn't have to pay for the chiyuv mamon that he incurs along the way. Kimlei b'deramine, says Rashi, even though the chiyuv misa is to one person, is for killing, you know, Ploni, Ruvein. And the kelim that he broke belonged to Shimon. So the misa is lazeh, and the mamon is lazeh. Misa is to one, the mamon is to the other person. We still say kimwe b'derav mine. We only administer the more severe punishment, and here that is the chiyuv misa. So the rodev, who breaks kelim on his way to kill somebody else, doesn't have to pay for that damage, not because it's okay, but because it's overshadowed, it's eclipsed by the chiyuv misa that he incurs along the way at the same time. And even though the chiyuv misa is for chasing the nirdaf, and the kelim that he broke belonged to some innocent bystander here, nonetheless, we apply kimwe b'deramine, just like our gemara. B'gedi dechad, b'yavi dechad. You live both on fire. You're potter from paying for the gedi and the gedish because you're chayav misa for killing the yavid. Even though one is belongs to one party, one belongs to the other party. Yeah, no.
If he's rodev and damages things, and then he just stops being a rodev.
Oh yeah, then he's got to pay. Yeah. No.
The action.
If he's a rodev actively, he's still chayav misa. So it's a continuous chayav misa. If he calms down and he stops being a rodef and then he smashes your car.
No, he smashes the car while he's a rodef.
Yeah, then he's potter.
Because
we still have license to kill him. As long as we have license. Once he stops being a rodef, you have no license to kill him. Right.
But once he stops being a rodef, is he still potter from the damages that he made while he was...
Yes, of course. Because he was chayv misa at that time. But let's say a person is a rodev, right? He's not chayav misa for the rest of his life.
Right.
If he stops being a rodev, we'll have no longer a license to kill him. Yeah. Yeah.
If the kelim belonged to the nirdaf, then...
That's for sure can wait with the rabbinate, because the chayav misa is to the nirdaf. Yeah. But what if the kelim belonged to somebody else? So we still apply kim wait with the rabbinate there too. That's like our gemara, b'gedi dechad, eved dechad. Nonetheless, we apply kimwe b'deramine. The problem is, Tosis here, the Vermasko b'gedi dechad v'eved dechad, quotes this gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, that supports this gemara, v'chein nami, says Tosis over here, v'chein nami, Amar Rabbah, Perek ben Sarah Mura, roidev shai roidev ha'chaver l'hargo v'shiber kelim, bein shol nirdav, bein shol kol adam potter. Same as the gemara here. However, Tosis already raises the issue, this contradicts the gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Tes Mebez, the gemara Sanhedrin, Yudam Mebez. What does the gemara say there? The Gemara quotes the following halacha. It's a little bit complicated, but we can hold cup. So the Gemara says over here, Tesame Bay is the following situation, just because it keeps going back and forth. Amar of Yosef, Hevi, look over here on the sheet, Ois Beis. Hevi abal edim shezinsa. A husband brings witnesses that his wife, had an extramarital affair. What is the punishment for that? Two consequences come about as a result. Number one, she's chayav misa. Yeah, okay. Number two, she loses her ksuba, because she's not a wife in good standing. So there's a monetary consequence and a financial consequence and, of course, a capital punishment. Then her father, Hevi Av, Eidem Eizim Omo Eidei Abal, says, what are you besmirching the reputation of my daughter? Your Eidem are Eidem Zayimim, Imanu Ayisim, Bosa Makum, Bosa Shah. You couldn't have given this testimony. You were with us somewhere else. Not just do they contradict the testimony, that wouldn't trigger Eidem Zayimim. Eidem Zayimim is only, you weren't even there. You couldn't possibly have given this testimony. So it's not material contradiction, it's just you couldn't have possibly given this testimony. Okay? So now, what do we do? What's the punishment? As the Pasuk tells us, Parshas Mishpatim, we do, Kasher Zaman Masas Lach, if you wanted to kill this woman, and you wanted to make her lose her ksuba, so too, we do the same thing to the Eidem Zayimim. What's the punishment that we administer to the Eidem Zayimim, to the people who are found to be liars? Hevi av Eidem Eizimim Eidei Abal, Eidei Abal Nerogim Ve'eim Meshalmim Amon. They get killed, but they don't have to pay. So you don't have to pay the wife back her ksuba, even though they tried to make her lose her ksuba. But they do get killed. They tried to kill her, so we're going to kill them. Okay. But there, the chiyuv misa, the chiyuv mamon went to the same person. What about chazer behevi habal? Edim now you have to hold cup. What happened? The Baal said, don't besmirch the reputation of my Edim. My Edim were good Edim. You hired two stooges to be mazim, my Edim. My Edim are good Edim. Because of a heavy about Edim, they zimum where Edim are. They said, your Edim zimum are not Edim. You, the people you came to undermine my Edim are liars. And how do I know? Because I have two witnesses who say, you were with us. You were with us at that, at that time. You couldn't possibly have given this kind of testimony. Right? So now he came back and he justified his initial Edom. So what do we do now to that middle group of liars? Because of a heavy about Edom, Ezimim, where they are of. So now follow. What did they try and do? They tried to make the Edom Zomimim Chayav Misa. And conceivably to pay money to the wife, to make the husband. What were they trying to do? They tried to be mafsid her ksuba, and they tried to kill her. Yeah. So what do? We kill them. Do we make them pay the wife for the ksuba? No, because kim levi the rab mina. We only give them the both to the same person. So we only give them the worst of the two punishments. But there really is another consequence that came about of their testimony. And that is that they would have made the husband have to pay mea kesef to the father. This is not mentioned by the Gemara initially. They would have had to make the Baal pay 100 kesef to the father of the daughter, of the girl. Why? If a husband comes and he falsely accuses his wife of having extramarital affair, so he's motzi shemra, not only on her, but on her entire family. So under certain circumstances, that could trigger a payment of 100 mea zekukim kesef. It's mentioned by the Torah. That's the parasha of Moitzi Shema. If the husband falsely accuses his wife of having an affair, then he has to pay her father, because it not only relates to the wife, it relates to the entire family. So he has to pay her father 100 kesef. So when those, the false, when that middle group of witnesses came, and they contradicted the testimony of the husband, witnesses, so they were really not only, attempting to kill the first group of witnesses, they were attempting to make the husband pay mea kesef for falsely accusing his wife. That was wrong. So now that they're found to be liars, so the Gemara says they have to, they're chayav misa because they tried to kill the first group of witnesses, and they have to pay back the husband the 100 kesef they tried to make him pay for falsely accusing his wife. So it says the Gemara, chazav ehedi abal eidim veizim eidi av nerogin. They get killed because they tried to kill the first group of witnesses. They have to pay back the husband 100 kesef that they tried to be mechayev him for falsely accusing his wife. And even though it's two payments, mamon lazev in a fashas lazev, we don't apply kim wevi the ramine. It's two punishments for the same action. Nonetheless, we don't apply kim wevi the ramine because the mamon is lazev and a fashos is lazev. The mamon is to one person and a fashos is for another person. The nefashos is because they tried to kill the first group of witnesses. The mamon is to the husband for accusing him of falsely accusing his wife. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Misham and mamon, mea kesef labao. They pay the mea kesef to the husband. Shabal the chayva kishayzimu meseidav. They said he falsely accused his wife when he didn't. And mamon lazeh labao. So the mamon has to get paid. I'm sorry, that's obligated to the baal. And nefashos lazeh and erogim b'shvil ha'edim. They tried to kill his witnesses. And says Rashi, "Kasaver Rabbi Yosef, ki pazer Rachmanu mischay ben Avshalom min atashumim." When do we apply kimoi b'derabim minei? Hechadamisa umamon mishum chad ka'asu alei. Only when it's to the same person. Here it's to two different people. Yeah, but the problem is it's not true. We just got through saying our Gemara. V'gedid echad ve'eved echad. We still apply kimoi b'derabim. That's the chiddush of our Gemara. The Gemara said by the Roidev, he's running after the nirdaf. He's chayav misa, and he breaks kelim along the way. Kim belong to somebody else. Kim labor the rabbinay. Even though the mammon is lazeh and the nefashos is lazeh, we still apply kim the rabbinay. How come over here by the edim zayimim, we don't apply kim labor the rabbinay? They're chayv money to the husband because they made him into a suspicious husband, and he wasn't. He was correct. So they tried to make him pay mea kesef v'imotzi shem on the wife, and the misa to his group of edim who they tried to kill by making them into false witnesses, even though they were telling the truth. So the Gemara says, we apply both punishments. They have to pay the husband back, and they get put to death. Misa lezeh, mamon lezeh, we don't apply kim lebe derab mine. Why not? We just said in our Gemara, b'gdi dechad, b'ev dechad, we do apply kim lebe derab mine. And there's another Gemara where you see this. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Yudam Abayz, Amar Rava, Ploni ba nara murasa v'huzmu neragim. Witnesses come and they say, this person had relations with a nara murasa. But they don't say who the wife, who the woman is. They just said, we know he had relations with an engaged woman. We don't know, you know, not engaged is a wrong term here. Engaged means she's married woman, just she hasn't had any suin yet. If you do that, you'd be put to death. They're found to be Edom Zemimim, so we put the Edom to death. If they say, no, it was the daughter of so-and-so, they identify who the woman is. So now there's two consequences of their testimony. Number one, we're going to put the man to death because he had relations with a married woman. Number two, she's going to lose her ksuba. And then they're found to be Edom Zemimim. They're telling them, they're lying. Misham and Mamon. They pay the money to the wife for trying to be mopsed at her ksuba. She was a married woman who had an affair. So they tried to be mopsed at her ksuba, and they tried to be machayev this guy death for having relations with her. The misa is lazeh, the mamon is lazeh. We administer both punishments. What do we administer both punishments? I thought we just got through saying kim weib the ramine applies even if they're two obligations, two different individuals. That's the problem here. So that's the question Tosis raises. So Rashi has an easy explanation. Rashi, Tosis quotes in Masechtas Ksubas over here, Rashi says that we have a machlokes hasugyos. Okay, you know. End of story. We can close our Gemaras, go home. That's a, you know, the easy way out. I'm not accusing Rashi of taking the easy way out, but Rashi's explanation is a little bit unsatisfying, but okay. Maybe it's a machlekes hasugyos, whether kim weib derabbanan applies with the two obligations of two individuals or not. Our Gemara says it is. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tesa Mabez, Yudam Mabez, might be disagreeing and saying that it doesn't apply. Tosis has two, though, possible explanations, perhaps to resolve these contradictions. The first is that perhaps we need to reassess. Maybe the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Testament Beis Yunim Beis is really correct. We don't apply Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei if their obligation is to two individuals. Yeah, Misa Lazeh, Mama Lazeh, Kim Levi the Rabbi Minei. You know, one doesn't overshadow or eclipse the other. It's only if they're the same individual. But one minute, then how come by the Rodev? How come by the Rodev? He doesn't have to pay for the camel that he breaks along the way. How come a guy who lied to Gedish, that goes down and kills an Eved, why doesn't he have to pay for the Gedish? Just because he killed the Eved, the Gedi Dechad, the Eved Dechad. So one explanation in Tosis, that's the opinion over here, of the Rav Yitzchak Bar Mordechai, the Rivam, third line over here in Tosis. As it says, the Kol Roidev Acha Chavero Chasav Misha V'Tashlum LeYachad. Because one minute, when there's a guy who's being Roidev as Chavero LeHargo, who can kill him? We can all kill him. We can all kill him. So maybe that's considered Misha V'Tashlum LeYachad. When he breaks the Kehum of the innocent bystander, of the guy who has a shop along the way, maybe that's not considered to be Tashlum LeZeh, Umisa LeZeh. Because the bystander could have also killed the Rodev if he would have had a little bit more courage or the opportunity, right? He would have been a little bit more brave. He would have interceded. He could also kill him. Anybody could kill him. Similarly over here in Agamara also. B'gdi dechad, b'yav dechad, one minute. When the guy's lighting the dish on fire, he's a Rodev. He's going to kill the Eved. Anybody can intercede and kill the person who's lighting the fire. Rivam says, that's really not Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum and Lazeh. Maybe that's considered to be Misa V'Tashlum and Liechad. Because anybody could kill the Rodev. It's a good Sfarah. Or maybe even, the Mishnah says later on, Tosis here quotes it, Mishnah later on, Adaf Vamidar Mebez, that a person who lights a Gedish, three lines from the bottom of Tosis, person lights a Gedish on fire on Shabbos. So he's chayv misa for violating Shabbos, but he also cost this person his pile of grain. So the Mishnah says, Tosis quotes in Lamed Aleph Mebeis, over here three lines from the bottom of Tosis, you don't have to pay for the pile of grain because you're chayv misa for violating Shabbos. Oh, why? But the misa is lazeh, tashlumin is lazeh. If we really don't say, we don't say kim wei b'derabmine unless it's to the same person. Why do we say kim wei b'derabmine there? Since you're chayv misa for burning down the Gdish, you don't have to pay for it. Tosis could argue there too. Who's to say that violating Shabbos is misa lazeh? Maybe that's misa to Hashem. Maybe misa to Hashem is considered to be misa to everyone. Like the Rodef. The only time we apply Kimwe to Ramine is if the Chiyuv Misa is to somebody. Like the Edom Zerman. Maybe over here, it's not considered to be to somebody. It's considered to be to everyone. So it's really misa v'tashum l'yechad. Guy violates Shabbos. That's a begida, you know, that affects all of us. So maybe it's considered to be misa v'tashum l'yechad. Just like the Rodef. That's the opinion of the Rivam. The opinion of the Rivam really is, we don't apply Kimei the Rabinei unless it's Misa v'tashlum l'yechad. If it's the two individuals not here, our case is a Rodef. You guys lighting a thing on fire could burn down an Eved, could kill an Eved. A guy's running after his friend and he breaks camel along the way, he's really chayv Misa to everyone. Even if the guy violates Shabbos, that could be considered a chiyuv Misa to everyone. So it's really Misa v'tashlum l'yechad. That's the opinion of the Rivam. Yeah.
Why would Misa let everyone make it last?
Because it's to you too. So the same person who is chayev to pay back could have killed him. So he's really chayev Misa v'tashlum l'yechad. You can't call that to two different parties. That relates to everyone, so even to the person who lost the money. So it's really Misa v'tashlum l'yechad.
That's probably kind of hard to say if like the person's not around. Meaning, like, the guy's being a road dave in the middle of the...
It's not, because if I would have been here, I could have killed you. So, I could have killed the road dave. The fact that I'm not here is a technicality. But I could have killed him, so it's Misa v'tashlum l'yechad.
So,
yeah.
It's a matter of being eligible? Just like...
Yeah, correct. The few Misas to everyone. When you're a road dave, that's a violation of the social fabric of society. So, you're not Chayav Misa to one person, you're Chayav Misa to everyone. As opposed to the Edom Zomim, where it's more limited. You're not a Rodef. You're not, everyone has a hand here. Rabbeinu Tam takes it from the other perspective. And Rabbeinu Tam gives a different answer. And that's quoted over here in the fourth line of Tosef. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh. Debechom mako misa lazeh v'tashlum lazeh poter. No. Our Gemara is the standard. If it's misa v'tashlumin, even if it's the two different individuals, we apply kimle, but the rabamine, one eclipses the other. You don't get this, the weaker of the two punishments. The fact that it's the two different individuals doesn't really matter. No. Your rodef is running after somebody else. He breaks kelim along the way. The guy's not here. How can you say that's a misal azeh? No. But even though one is to one is to the other, we apply kimle, the rabamine, rabbeinu tam afarash, v'chom makom misal azeh, v'tashum azeh, poter. Edim zaymimim is different. Edom Zomim is different. Both cases of Tesim and Beis and Yudam and Beis and Mesechta Sanhedrin, where we don't say Kim Weber de Ramine. If it's Mis Lazer, V'tashlum Lazer, we apply both punishments. That's because, says Tosfos, there we have an obligation to administer Kasher Zomam Lasos Li'achiv to each party that he wronged. That's a separate obligation that overrides, that is excluded from Kim Weber de Ramine. Because that's not a regular obligation. That is a personal debt that you owe to both parties. We have to fulfill a mitzvah of kasher zomam lasos liyachim. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarash b'kol makom misa lazeh v'tashlum lazeh poter levad me'edim zomim. The bayinah sheyiskayim kasher zomam b'kol echad. If both obligations would be to the same person, a person gives false testimony about a woman that she had an affair, for which she's chayav misa and she loses her ksuba, and then they're found to be Edom Zomim. We only make them lose, we only administer Chiyuv Misa. They don't have to pay the mammon for the ksuba because that's to the same person. We have fulfilled Kasher Zomim at least partially. But if the Kasher Zomim demands a Chiyuv Misa to one, and Kasher Zomim demands a Chiyuv mammon to the other, even though we should have really applied Kimwe v'Deravine, Misa Kozef, Tashum Lazef, doesn't matter, here, we won't apply Kimwe v'Deravine, because we have to fulfill Kasher Zomim at least partially to this one, Kasher Zomim partially to that one. Why should that be the case? So the Avnei Nezer explains, because Kasher Zomam is a personal debt that you have towards the other person. That's what we're really deriving over here from the Pasuk of Kasher Zomam, Lasos Liyachid. It's a personal debt. That's perhaps supported by a famous position of the Rambam. Have a look over here. The Gemara says, Masechtas Makis, Heyam Ebeis. Halacha, perhaps you're familiar with. The Gemara says, Tanara Tana, Beribi Omer, Lo Hargu Neragin. Let's say Edom come and they testify falsely about somebody that he is, Chayv Misa. And then they're found to be Edom Zomim. What do? We kill the Edom. That's only, says the Gemara, provided that we haven't, their testimony hasn't been carried out yet. If we already killed the person who they were testifying about, the victim over here, right, has already been killed based on their false testimony, Hargu ein neharogin. We don't kill them. It's counterintuitive. You would think if the testimony was already carried out, we certainly would kill them. Says the Gemara, no. Kasher zamam, as Rishonim called, velo kasher also. Like they attempted to do to their friend, not like which was already carried out. So if their testimony was already carried out in court, then they're found to be Edom Zomim. We do not administer the punishment of Kasher Zomim. That's what they tried to administer to their friend. We do to them. That's only if it hasn't been carried out yet. Taisus here, we already saw it this year, in Dalam Abayz. I gave it to you in the sheet just so we don't have to flip it back. Taisus says, that doesn't apply to money. Money you could always return, right? You could always give it back. So money, even though they already administered their testimony that you should be chayav money, and we already paid, you could just give it back. So therefore, we don't apply kasher zomim, we'll kasher also to money. Says Taiz Pershi, Vada, if you shiel malpia edem zomim chayavim, we minister to the punishment they attempt to do to you. Do shayav humam and kasher zomim, we'll kasher also the efshar b'chazar, just give the money back. Nothing's been done already. But once the punishment has already been administered, we don't then go turn around and give kasher zamam to the witnesses for giving false testimony. So what would you say about the following case? Witnesses come and they say, this guy wore shatnez. It's chayv malchus. And then they're found to be false witnesses, kasher zamam, etim zomim. So we should do what? What should we do? Kasher zamam, lazar, don't give them malchus. What if we already gave malchus to the person they were testifying about? We should have said it. Well, you already administered it. Kasher Zama, below Kasher Zama. Don't say it's like Misa. I'm like Mamon, Efshar Bechazar. You can't give Malchus back, right? The guy's got the wounds on his back to show for it. You can't give it back. So the Ravid says there, Kasher Zama, below Kasher Zama. Sorry, we can't administer Kasher Zama anymore because their testimony was already carried out in court. The opinion of the Rambam, though, is, says the Rambam, Nerag Zeh She'idu Alav V'achar Kach Huzmu. If they already administered Mises Beisdin, we can't then administer Kasher Zamam. Shenemar Kasher Zamam Lasos V'adayim Lo Asa V'davar Zami Pia Kabbalah. It's only if their testimony hasn't been carried out yet. If it has been, you can't do it. Aval Imloka Zeh She'idu Alav. If all he received was Malchus Lokin. Even though the Malchus was already carried out, we do administer Kasher Zamam to the witnesses who were found to be Edom Zomim. Just like money, says the Rambam. Even though the money was already carried out, yeah, we go back and we administer Kasher Zomim. And the Ravid disagrees. He says, Shibush Huzeh. This is a mistake. Why does the Rambam say this? What happened to Kasher Zomim below Kasher Zomim? It is counterintuitive. I would have thought once it's carried out, for sure we should administer the punishment to the witnesses. But the halacha is not. Okay, once it's carried out, you don't administer Kasher Zamam. How come over here by the Malchus? You don't administer Kasher Zamam. We do administer Kasher Zamam, even though it has been carried out. So Radvaz here says an unbelievable Yesod. Kesef Mishnah has a theological explanation we could discuss another time. But the Radvaz has an astounding, fantastic explanation. He says that according to the Rambam, the reason why if the punishment has already been carried out based on the testimony of the witnesses that we don't administer Kasher Zamam is because it only applies to if they were already killed, because chiyuv of kasher zamam is an obligation to the victim here, to the party who was falsely accused by the Edom Zomim. The Edom Zomim literally owe him a chiyuv misa. They owe him a chiyuv mamon. They owe him a chiyuv malchus. So that only applies as long as he's still alive. If he's been killed already, so then it doesn't make sense to administer a chiyuv misa. They don't have a chiyuv misa to Hashem. They have a chiyuv misa to this guy. Normally, a chiyuv misa is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A chiyuv misa is to save the nirdaf. Here, the chiyuv misa is to the victim, is to the injured party. So if he's been killed already, what sense does it make to kill the Edom anymore? But if the chiyuv malchus has been administered, So what? You owe me a chiyuv malchus. Now we're going to go back and give you a chiyuv malchus. Says the Radvaz, Oy Yesh Lomar. I'm sorry, Yesh Lomar, the Darshina made a sieve, Vasizim lo kasha, don lasso, Yachim mashma, Shriyadayin, Achim kayim. He still has to be alive. The brother is still alive. It has nothing to do with the fact that we already followed through on their testimony. It has to do with the fact that the guy is no longer here to receive his justice. But if he is here, so give it to him. But what do you see from this Rambam? That it's not because we already acted based on the testimony of the witnesses, therefore we can't administer kasher zamam as some kind of legal rule. It's rather because it's an obligation to your friends, so you still got to be here. But kasher zamam is a chiyuv to the other party. So therefore, it's only by kasher zamam that overrides the principle of kimle b'deraminei. Even though it's misal lezeh, mamal lezeh, we should have normally applied kimle b'deraminei. You see from our Gemara, it says Rabbeinu Tam, not by kasher zamam. Kasher zamam is a chiyuv to this one and a chiyuv to that one. And you have to fulfill that obligation, even though it's in contradiction to kimle b'deraminei. It's a chiyuv to two different people. Every other time, you have, misal lezeh, v'tashum lezeh. We do apply a kimle b'deraminei. Perhaps because the chiyuv misa is not to an injured party, to a person specifically, it's to the Rebbeinu Shalalem, or perhaps to everyone. But by kasher zamam, it's really an obligation to each person. You owe him a debt of justice. So therefore, that overrides the principle of kimle b'deraminei. Yeah, all right. Maybe. All right, let's say something on the parasha.